I brought this thing in this morning. I went down in the basement. I found it in the guy's toy box. But I can't figure out where the batteries go.
Doesn't even need batteries.
What?
It didn't blow.
It needs wind.
Wind? Well, that explains a lot. Because, you know, as I walked in from my truck this morning, there's a neighborhood cat that likes to come and visit sometimes out here in the parking lot. Maybe you've seen him. He's black and white. He's really friendly. His name's Charlie. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
And he came up, and I was going to try to pet him. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead. Did you see him? Did he let you pet him? He usually lets me pet him, but this morning he wouldn't. He's coming up and he's meowing and he's purring, and all of a sudden this thing started making noise. It started going like this, and Charlie backed up and he wouldn't let me pet him.
He can blow it too.
How do you know? How do you know the wind, how do you know blowing on it will make it work? Oh, I can do that. Is that what happened? Maybe Charlie bumped it. How does this thing work? What do you think, Will? You blow on it?
Yeah, you try.
Oh, harder? Pastor should be able to do that, right? Oh, there it goes. Can you do it? So it doesn't need batteries, it just needs wind?
Yeah.
How do you know? Can you see the wind?
No.
Can you see the air?
No.
How do you know it's doing it? You can see what the air is doing. Good. See, there's air all around us. We can feel the air from those fans up there, but we can't see it. In the Bible reading today, Jesus was telling his disciples about something else that we can't see. So here's a question for you. Where does Jesus live? Heaven, heaven. Where does Jesus live?
In our hearts, too.
Is that what you guys were going to say? Yep, he lives in your heart. How do you know? Can you see him?
Yes, he is.
We can pray to him.
We can pray to him, but how do we know he's there? Who told you? Did Jesus say he would be there?
Yes,
he did.
He's always beside us.
He is always beside us. How do we know? Can we see him?
No.
You mean he's right here? I can't see him. Thanks for we give thanks to him. Thanks for wrestling with this. When you say, Mom, I love you, when you say or do things that are nice, that's him working through you. When you hear somebody, did you know that Jesus forgives you? That's him talking to you. Good job. And that's him helping you to hear. So this is taking way too long, isn't it? So we'll play with this later. So where does Jesus live?
In our hearts.
Even if we can't see him, huh?
In
the Bible tells us that he lives in our heart.
Huh.
And we believe him. We believe Jesus when he tells us. Good job. Should we pray to him? Should we thank him for that?
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you for the gift of air and wind and pinwheels and cats. And Lord, we thank you that you live in our hearts, that you've sent your Holy Spirit, which is something these guys will learn more about as they get bigger. But Lord, we thank you that you live in their hearts and that you have forgiven them and that you love them. As they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.